Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have some special guests. Now, these folks became members of Lifestyles Unlimited maybe almost 5 years ago. And at the time they became members, they had no previous real estate investing experience. I mean, they were green. They were rookies. But a friend of theirs had mentioned to them that maybe they ought to look into investing in real estate, because this friend of theirs was doing very well with the real estate investing. So they came and they took a look at what we do, and they became members, and they went right to work. They started deploying capital, but not until they had been properly educated on how to invest in real estate the correct way. And that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, is we teach you the correct fundamentals so that when you go out there and invest, you're going to get the returns that you need so that you can get the results that Matt and Conjita have obtained. Let me just tell you some of the results. I mean, Matt traded in a six-figure job to be a stay-at-home dad, probably one of the best jobs in the world. Conjita, now she's a brilliant engineer working for Big Oil, and she has retirement on the horizon. And we're going to talk to them today, and we're going to find out how the journey has been and where they're going to go now that they've achieved great success. So with no further ado, let me bring Matt and Conjita onto the show. Welcome to the show, you two.
Hi, Al. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, man. It's like beautiful here today. We finally thawed out from the freeze that hit us.
Yeah, we have the same here. You know, we had the freeze, and then it warmed up the summer, and now it's dropping back to coolish spring temperatures. So loving the weather right now.
Yeah, what do they say about Texas weather? If you don't like it, wait 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Now, Conjita, you're not originally from Texas, are you?
No, I'm Brazilian. I've been living in the U.S. for 30, I guess it's going to be 30 years this year, actually. So, yeah, I've been here for quite a while.
Now, how did you meet Matt?
We met in grad school. We are both engineers, and we were going back to school at LSU to get our MBA. And so we met in grad school. And this year actually happens to be what, Matt, our 20th, I always have to do math, our 20th anniversary. And we hope that we can take a trip later this year to celebrate.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you guys were doing what all of us have been conditioned to do from an early age, which is go to school, get good grades, get into college, get good grades, go back to college, get more good grades so that you can be competitive in the workforce. I mean, that's pretty much what you guys were doing from the get-go, right?
Exactly. And putting money into 401k and working on, you know, retirement using what I call the traditional means, or at least what, you know, most mainstream when you talk about retirement planning is, what are you putting in 401k? What are you putting in stock market? Where your asset distribution, all of that asset allocation and all of that. So we're getting an A+ on following the math, if you will, that most people get, which is go to school, get good grades, get a good job, and then hope to die before you run out of money.
So what happened 5 years ago to change the direction you were going in?
You know, we never had a vision or a plan to become real estate investors. It just wasn't something that we had ever talked about. But our friend Eric Johnson had been a Lifestyles Unlimited member for, I think, about 5 years before we joined. And I was talking to him about tax implications of real estate investment versus, you know, what we have traditional with 2W2s plus stock investments, et cetera. Our tax bill was more than what we had, wanted to pay to the federal government every April. So we started talking to Eric about tax advantage real estate investments, and he says, "Look, you've got to look into Lifestyles Unlimited, go to the Today, and he emphasized that. And then he started sending me pictures of the checks that he was getting, because at the time, there's still the multifamily investments were still mailing checks. So he started sending me pictures of the checks that he was getting quarterly from the real estate investments. And so anyway, needless to say, we said, okay, we've got to learn more. What is this all about? And we went to the Today, and given that Eric had been doing it for 5 years, it was a very easy decision to, after having a bit more exposure via the Today workshop, to join right away. So that's what prompted it all. Yeah.
So while you were going through the training that we provide all of our members, at what point did you realize that maybe this was an answer to what you were looking to achieve in life?
Well, I'd say we jumped on that one pretty quick, Al. We had a pretty good, if you will, summary view of what we were going to walk into, thanks to Eric. But Conjure went to the Today first. At the time, we had young children, so I had to stay home with them over the weekend while she was there. And what she actually did was, day one, she went through the session, and she actually joined after the Saturday session. So that got us login information. So while she was there day two, I was going through online classes at home on that Sunday. And by the end of the day, we both pretty much come to the realization that real estate investing, and specifically in the multifamily, had the ability to just transform our family net worth, wealth, and cash flow standpoint to the point that was the direction we were going to go in. We just needed to figure out how to get there as fast as we could.
We're getting ready to go to break. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask them the questions that you want to hear. And trust me, these are going to be these level 5 questions, so stick around.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us, I have Matt and Conjita on the show with me today. They're Lifestyles Unlimited members. They've been members for right around the sweet spot of 5 years, which is about that time frame that most of our members get to a point in their life of achieving retirement. So Matt has gotten there, and he had Conjita's approval to go ahead and retire from his six-figure job and to essentially be a stay-at-home dad and manage the real estate assets. Now, Conjita, she's still working for Big Oil. So I got to ask you the question, Conjita, what is the exit strategy for you?
Yeah, my time horizon, Al, is actually quite short. So we may be seeing a change over the course of this year. So it'll be right at the, 5 year. Matt was retired. And when we say retired, he was 40 years old. And 11 months after we joined Lifestyles, we had replaced Matt's take-home pay with real estate investment income. We've actually grown it quite substantially since that time. And I am looking at some milestones with my role, with my job, that will likely allow me to exit this year.
That is awesome news. So by the time we get to Expo sometime in September, would you be completely out, or is that too soon?
Expo. Yeah, no, I think by Expo, yeah, I may be spending a few days in Dallas as a little vacation. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to give you a big high five when I see you and a big hug to congratulate you, because, I mean, I got to ask, how does that feel? I mean, how does it feel knowing that you're about ready to go through the door of retirement and you're not in your late 60s or early 70s.
Yeah, so I think there are a number of advantages with changing this mindset from having a W-2 and depending on a paycheck where, you know, in Lifestyles Unlimited, we talk about trading time for money, which is basically what Matt and I did until we joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and not depending on that paycheck and having, you know, yeah, so I have a pension that I will be taking for many years into the future. But having cash flow that can keep your bills paid regardless of your employment status. So my company has gone through a couple of reorganizations over the last couple of years. And I wasn't, you know, I didn't feel particularly threatened because I'm like, hey, you know, if the company doesn't have a job for me, I have, my plan B is quite solid. And my plan B very quickly is becoming plan A. But yeah, so not having the hanging out there like, oh my goodness, I've got to have a job or else I can put food on the table. That all went away when we ramped up our real estate portfolio.
So Matt, I got to ask you, I mean, you were a member for a little over a year, maybe close to 2 years, and you were able to step through that retirement doorway. What did it feel like to be able to walk away from the stress of corporate America?
It was very liberating to be able to, and I didn't, it's not that I, you know, first let me, I did enjoy what I was doing. It wasn't, it's like any job, good days, bad days, but overall it was something that I didn't mind doing. But at the end of the day, for me to be able to say I can make just as much money and have now my full week to do whatever I want to do, whether it's family, whether it's growing real estate or vacation travel, and not have to worry about, you know, what's going on somewhere else, et cetera, et cetera. The stress of just having a job. So to be able to walk away and leave that was a tremendous experience and something that I was very fortunate to have happen when it did. It's not like we were not on track to retire, quote unquote, early. It's just the early retirement would have been at 55 or 60, and we were able to accelerate that by 10 to 15 years using once we, you know, found real estate and said, hey, this is something that can work and get that done. So that was a great experience and something that I'm just grateful that we found Lifestyles to allow us to do it.
So what was your strategy? I mean, what did you guys do in order to get Matt retired quickly and to keep yourself on pace to get Conjita retired later on this year?
Yeah, so we've had an interesting journey, and maybe it's a little bit upside down from most people that we meet at Lifestyles Unlimited. So most people start with single-family investments, and then they move on to multifamily, to apartment as passive investors. But we actually did it the other way around. So again, when we joined Lifestyles Unlimited, we didn't have quite the vision that, hey, we can retire Matt very quickly. It was around more diversification in our investment portfolio, better tax advantages. You know, let's test this out and see how this goes, right? And give it a little bit of a test run. So within a month or 45 days of joining as preferred investors, we had invested in 3 passive deals. And then we started doing some, you know, back of the envelope math with respect to the projected cash flows from those deals. And we said, hey, hang on a second. You know, if we add, so single family investments normally cash flow faster, right? Because it's in your control and you don't have to wait the 6 to 9 months for it to be stabilized before the cash keeps coming back. So we said, hey, if we can add single family houses and get income from those houses quickly, we can retire Matt quickly. So we joined in April. By the summer, we're in 3 deals. By October, we had bought 5 houses. And by March, we retired Matt. That was kind of the order of things.
That is pretty impressive. So you started off with an initial strategy. And then you kind of looked at, well, you know what? Maybe the cash flow is a little bit more important right now. So you went to a different asset class, obtained that cash flow, and didn't stop there because I happen to know you're currently involved in 11 different apartment communities. And I also know that y'all sold 2 of them already. So, I mean, you've been deploying capital into real estate. And how has that translated into an increase in your overall net worth?
So just to take a small step back, you know, one of the things that, you know, we both really believe in is you have to actually be working towards your goal. So you set a goal and you have to keep working towards it. Even if it's small steps, any progress you make will pay off large dividends in the future. So just because we hit the goal of a retirement, for me, it wasn't a time for us to sit back and stop and get comfortable and say, okay, hey, we're done. We added on houses and apartments after that as time went on, and we'll continue to do that going forward.
So it was a flexible strategy, and I'm doing the same thing with my real estate investing. So stick around, because we're going to get more great information from Matt and Conjita right after this.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, if you're just joining us, and I say us because I have Matt and Conjita on with me today. They're Lifestyles Unlimited members. They've been members for just about 5 years, and you know, they've been able to successfully retire Matt. He was able to walk away from a six-figure income based on the fact that they were investing correctly in real estate. And that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, is we teach people how to do these things. And Conjita is getting ready to retire herself a little bit later on this year. So before we went to the break, I asked Matt kind of one of those long-winded questions, and there wasn't a ton of time to answer it. So Matt, tell us a little bit about this investing journey. I mean, you stepped away from corporate America, you're a stay-at-home dad, you spend a little bit of your time managing your real estate assets, a lot of your time focusing on your family and what's important to you. But in doing that, how did it affect your net worth?
Back to what I was saying, you know, we continue to invest because it's always about moving that goal forward. And we've managed to, over the last 5 years, our net worth has gone up by well over 100%. I think it's over 130% at this point. And to see that is just staggering. I mean, it's phenomenal. It's a wonderful thing to watch happen. And the way you do that is by continually moving and never settling with where you are. Even if it's picking up one house or one apartment deal, whatever it is, we've never gone a single year where we haven't added to and grown our real estate portfolio. And we're going to continue to do that for the foreseeable future. I really don't see that ever stopping. It's a case of anything that comes back from real estate, we're going to, you know, funnel it back into something new and continue to just grow that, because that's what's enabled our net worth to move like it has, and that's what'll help us to continue that going forward.
Where did you guys get your seed capital from? In other words, the money that you initially put forward into your real estate investments.
Go ahead,
Conjita. Yeah, that was you know, money that we had saved in various investment vehicles over, I don't know how long we had been working at that point in time, you know, 20 years or so. So Matt and I mean, we have quite a nice lifestyle, but at the same time, we always understood the importance of saving for the future outside of your 401k. So we had quite a bit of cash saved outside of a 401k. You're able to deploy quickly in order to retire Matt. And then even beyond that, Al, what I would say is this, you know, as I said, we got an A-plus on kind of doing the go to school, get good grades, get a job, and then hope to die before your money runs out, because that's what we were taught, both of us. We have two teenagers, and they now, so, you know, Brooke is going to be a senior in high school this coming school year, and she's planning on going to college, and that's all fine. But we are also teaching them that our alternative, that, you know, to pay the bill. I mean, you know, I guess ultimately our kids are a little bit spoiled and they have champagne taste on a beer budget sometimes, but they understand that, hey, I need to have some cash flow in order to be able to do the things that I want to do. And we are teaching them that there are other ways of getting cash flow beyond having a W-2. As a matter of fact, it was one of the first houses that we bought. They invested some of their money in the house, so they have a little bit of cash flow coming from that. And now they're through us, right? I mean, I keep a spreadsheet on the side, but through us, they're invested in two apartment complexes. A little bit, you know, this is money that they got from grandma and just kind of saving over the years, this birthday money that they never needed to spend on new toys. And so they had a little bit of a savings account going. And now they have a little piece of real estate as well, and they see growing. And we talk to them about how that's growing, how that's going, you know, the cash flow that they're getting from the house, the cash flow that they're getting from the apartments. So I think that it's allowing us to show them a different way to pay bills.
I think that's very smart. I mean, especially when they start to realize that there's a completely different path that nobody in society talks about. I'm guessing when they talk to their friends at school, well, okay, we don't go to school right now. Well, maybe we do where you guys are at.
They do, yeah.
They do. I was thinking that, you know, when Brooke says, hey, I own two apartment communities and I also own a couple single family houses, I'm thinking their friends are looking at her like she has a third eye growing out of her forehead.
Yeah, I don't know that they get to the level of detail, but she has said that she doesn't need verbatim. I don't need a summer job because I'm a real estate investor. It's like, okay.
She gets it.
Yeah.
She gets it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go back to those level five questions because they make for good radio. So when you guys were investing all of your money before real estate, and then you found real estate and transitioned that money into real estate, what was the difference between the rates of return that you were receiving based on what you were doing compared to what you're doing now?
I don't think that, so I don't have a before and after, but I'll share this. You know, the stock market is what the stock market does, and anything that you get out, whether it is capital gains, if there are realized capital gains and dividends, you get taxed on that. So you do have to take that into consideration. With our single family houses, our return is around 25%. Cash on cash, meaning, you know, we get our money back every 4 years out of the house, the money that we invested in. Plus, we have roughly 200% of unrealized capital gains on the single family portfolio. The real estate, the multifamily portfolio, we have a broad range of value deals to yield plays, most of them being some sort of hybrid. And our multifamily portfolio, cash on cash, is anywhere from zero on the value plays that we expect to have quite a substantial equity return in a few years' time. But, you know, most of them hover between 6 and 10% cash on cash. And we could not get that level of cash flow out of our stock investment. And if we did, you know, the 2% that we got out of dividends or whatever was always taxed. So
true. So here's a common question that I get, and I'm just going to hit you guys with it. What's better, single family or multifamily?
So I'm gonna take this one, the answer is it depends on what your goal is. To me, if your goal is immediate cash flow, and that's why we invested in the single family we invested in, is to get immediate cash flow, you should be going single family. It pays you cash flow. It pays you the month you buy it, and it will pay you that every month going forward. Multifamily, the cash flow, the cash on cash numbers are going to be lower, and it's going to have a lag of 6 to 9 months before you actually see it. Now, if you're looking for a long-term net worth growth, you're better off in multifamily because you have the ability to force appreciation on the asset. Once you get it up and stabilized, you can then refinance that out, reinvest that again into another apartment complex, do the same thing, and just keep on going. And those will continue to pay you cash flow after you've done the refi, but you've redeployed your seed capital, if you will, and it lets you just really ramp up your net worth growth. So depending on what your goal is, and for most people, as with everything else, it's going to be a hybrid strategy of, you know, I need some cash flow and I need some, I want to take care of my wealth growth as well.
Man, that's a great answer. And I'm guessing you probably learned that at Lifestyles Unlimited. But we're getting ready to go to break. And when we come back, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I'm going to tell you why we call Conjita a superwoman of real estate. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So as we went to break, I was telling you that we have a kind of a nickname for Conjita. We call her the superwoman of real estate. And she's not the only one. We have some very, very impressive women that are members of Lifestyles Unlimited that have taken the bull by the horns and have changed their lives by following our teaching. And in 2018, we had a expo event. Now, our expo event is this ginormous event. We were planning to do it like next month, but because of, you know, the current condition in the country, we had to postpone it till September. But we're going to be in Dallas, Texas, doing our expo event. And this is an opportunity for Lifestyles Unlimited members to come together in one centralized location to learn from each other, to network with each other, to really just have a wonderful time. And it is, I can't even describe how cool it is. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to let Conjita explain what the Superwomen of Real Estate panel was all about. And then we'll talk a little bit about, you know, what you could expect if you decide to join us at Expo. Go ahead, Conjita.
Yeah, thanks for that, Al. So I had the privilege and the honor, really, to be in the Superwoman panel at a Lifestyles Unlimited Expo a couple of years ago. And boy, did I meet some amazing women who have changed their family lives completely, you know, by being financially free and being able to invest in real estate, from everywhere from military wives who were home and trying to, you know, kind of carve a niche for themselves. As, you know, how can I make money? And this became, real estate became their outlet, to others who've been, you know, presidents in corporate America who decided to now become leads in multifamily apartments. So the superwoman of real estate that you referenced to is I think that panel has been going on now for 3 years or so. I hope that we have the same going on in September this year whenever we have Expo in Dallas, because it's really a fun way of listening into what their journeys have been. And I think that in real estate, the stereotypical image that you have a real estate investor is a man, right? So it's kind of like what guys do. And so show showcasing that a bunch of women, so these are not women that are just happen to be married to a real estate investor. These are women who are actively leaving their portfolios and leaving their families. And we partner on this, but some of them are doing this on their own and getting their kids involved. I mean, it's just been amazing. Yeah. So it was an honor.
Yeah, I think it was really cool because I remember you on that panel, and I remember kind of sneaking in through a side door, and it was like standing room only, and you guys were in the biggest breakout room that we had, and there was just no place to sit. I mean, there were men in there too, because they wanted to hear, you know, what's the secret sauce that you have? And really there's no secret sauce, is there?
No, yeah, so there was standing room only. And then the following year, they put us in the big auditorium. They moved from a breakout room to the big auditorium. That was when the Superwoman was in last year. The beauty of Lifestyles Unlimited is that there are very few secrets, actually. Is the networking ability that you have to connect with people, the things that Lifestyles itself teaches you from how to do it. I mean, and this is, you know, we boiled it down to, I think that you've alluded to in the beginning of the call, Matt and I were totally green. We did not even know how to spell real estate. The only real estate that we owned was our house, and we probably had it mortgaged incorrectly at that point in time. So what the Superwomen panel tells you is not, there's no secret, right? It's basically follow the map, go through the education, and believe me when I say that if Lifestyles Unlimited can teach folks like Matt and I, who didn't even know how to spell this, how to become real estate investor, anybody can do it.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. I mean, if a dumb army guy like me can actually figure out how to do it the correct way after trying it on my own and really messing it up, yeah, I think that's absolutely true. So I want to talk to you guys about the flood house. I know there's a house that you guys bought and you rehabbed and you were getting ready to put it back on the marketplace. And then Hurricane Harvey hit and just did some serious damage to this property. Fill me in on the details. What was going on with that thing?
So, I mean, it basically is what you said. You know, we had a house that was right behind one of the reservoirs here in Houston. Tenant moved out, just, you know, normal run-of-the-mill stuff. And it was one that we bought with a tenant in place, so we had to do some pretty heavy rehab. It was the first time we'd ever touched it, but that was okay. I mean, that was kind of the plan. So we went through and we, you know, new floors, new paint, new counters, whole nine yards. And they wrapped up construction 2 days before Harvey rolled through and put 5 feet of water in the house for the next 2 weeks. So as I'm writing the check for the final payment to the contractor for the rehab, I'm also giving him a call and saying, okay, hey, I got back in the house. I need you to come back in, tear out everything you just did and redo it again. That's, you know, by far the quote unquote worst experience we've had. Because no, it wasn't in a floodplain, so there's no flood insurance on it. You know, we were able to take out a loan to cover the additional rehab, and even after all of that, it still has positive cash flow every month, including the additional loan on the house. There's equity capture in the house of upwards of 200% of our original investment that whenever we sell, refinance it here, which is the plan in the next 12 months, we'll get that back out. So even with that total disaster hitting that house, it is still a positive investment for us.
Yeah, I probably didn't feel very positive while all that was going on, but I think,
no.
I bring that up because I think people need to understand that real estate investing is actually very forgiving. I mean, obviously that property would have done better for you had Harvey not occurred, but because you had purchased that property correctly, you were still in a position where you could absorb two rehabs on the same property and still come out smelling like a rose.
Yep, absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head there. It's about how you buy the property. If you buy it correctly, so much of your experience with real estate comes at that initial purchase, and you don't realize it. But that's where your money is made 9 times out of 10.
So what does the future look like? I mean, is you've gone through your first 5 years, you've been able to retire Matt, we're about ready to retire Conjita. What does the next 5-year strategy look like for the two of you?
So one of the things that we want to execute this year is a 1031. Actually, we're planning on doing a reverse 1031 from our single family investments into a multifamily deal, probably as an IRO, which is an independent rental owner. And the reason for the reverse is that you actually get to buy the property before you have to sell the houses. Otherwise, you know, you sell, you have 6 months to buy, and it puts you in a bit of a time crunch. But there's another construct in the tax law that is a reverse 1031. So you buy a deal and then you sell the house. We have quite a bit of equity trapped. I say trapped, but our single family portfolio unrealized equity capture is roughly 200%. So we want to convert that into actually money working for us, and doing a multifamily at this point as an IRO is step one into then probably the next multifamily deal that we will do is as lead investors. Both Matt and I are lead certified, and so but we want to get our own deal, if you can say it that way, before we are entrusted with people's money, right? You have to tailor to people's money. We want to kind of cut our teeth or learn how to do this on our own. And then I think we'll feel a lot more comfortable with taking passive investors. That's the journey and travel. Once I'm no longer having a day job, I think that we can, and our kids are a little bit older, they're able to fend for themselves for the most part. And so it'll give us some flexibility. And so traveling is going to be a big part of what we do in the coming years.
You've got a bright future. I'm really looking forward to just kind of hanging out on the sidelines, watching you guys grow. Because, I mean, you've got it figured out. You've got a great vision. You understand what you're doing. And the sky is the limit for the two of you. It really is.
Thank you.
We're at the end of the show, and I just sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you so much for being on the show with me today. Because I know that you've had an opportunity to inform somebody about the possibilities. And I'll tell you what, that's what it's all about. And if you're ready to get started with real estate investing, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.